This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Australia defended its scrapping of a deal for French submarines on Sunday, saying its government had raised concerns to Paris for months as a new deal with the United States and Britain continues to fuel a multinational diplomatic crisis. Australia is ditching its 2016 deal with France's naval group to build a fleet of conventional submarines, announcing Thursday a plan to build at least 8 nuclear-powered ones with the U.S. and British technology in a trilateral security partnership. The move infuriated France, a NATO ally of the United States and Britain, prompting it to recall its ambassadors from Washington and Canberra. Morrison said he understood France's disappointment over the cancellation of the order, valued at $40 billion in 2016 and reckoned to cost much more today. But he reiterated that Australia must always take decisions in its best interests. Boxing star Manny Pacquiao said on Sunday he will run for president of the Philippines next year after railing against corruption in government and what he calls President Rodrigo Duterte's cozy relationship with China. Pacquiao accepted the nomination of his political allies during the National Assembly of the faction he leads in the ruling party, days after a rival faction nominated a longtime Duterte aide as its presidential candidate. That faction nominated Duterte for vice president, a move that critics called a cynical ploy by the current Philippine president to retain power. Duterte is prohibited by the Constitution from running for a second 6-year term as president. Despite his popularity, Pacquiao trails the frontrunners in opinion polls that have been topped constantly by Duterte's daughter. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russians vote on Sunday in the final stretch of a 3-day parliamentary election that the ruling party is expected to win after a sweeping crackdown that crushed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's movement and barred opponents from the ballot. Navalny's allies were barred from running after his movement was banned in June as extremist. Other opposition figures allege they were targeted with dirty tricks, campaigns, or not allowed to compete. A liberal opposition politician in St. Petersburg says two identically named spoiler candidates are running against him to confuse voters. The Kremlin denies a politically driven crackdown and says individuals are prosecuted for breaking the law. Both it and United Russia deny any role in the registration process for candidates. Select Hong Kong residents voted for members of the election committee that will choose the city's leaders in the first poll Sunday following reforms meant to ensure candidates with Beijing loyalty. The election committee will select 40 of 90 lawmakers in the city's legislature during elections in December, as well as elect the Hong Kong leader during polls in March next year. In May, the legislature amended Hong Kong's electoral laws to ensure that only so-called patriots, people who are loyal to China and a semi-autonomous territory, will rule the city. The restructured electoral process guarantees a vast majority of the elections committee will be largely pro-Beijing candidates who are likely to choose a chief executive and nearly half of lawmakers who are aligned with the ruling Chinese Communist Party. The changes are part of a broad crackdown on Hong Kong's civil society following mass pro-democracy protests in 2019. Authorities have tightened control over the city with a sweeping national security law imposed by China's Communist Party that effectively criminalized opposition to the government. An Indonesian police said Sunday the leader of an Islamic State-linked militant network in Indonesia was killed in a shootout with security forces. Police say the head of a group known as MIT was shot dead Saturday in the island's jungle along with another member. Authorities claim they have launched a manhunt for 4 more MIT militants. Designated a terrorist organization by the United States, MIT is among dozens of radical groups across the Southeast Asian country that have pledged allegiance to ISIS. After hiding out in the jungles for years, the network is now estimated to have just a handful of members, but it has been accused of plotting several deadly attacks, including most recently killing 4 farmers and reportedly beheading 1 in a remote village in May. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.